This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
If I asked you who do companies work for, your answer would be part of a big debate in the corporate world. Is it the employees, consumers? To many people, the assumption has long been that companies work for shareholders. All this week, Marketplace is examining that assumption in a series we call The Price of Profits. And this morning, we step back, way back, for a long view. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Scott Tong.
If you manage a company, shareholder activist Nell Minow says you work for your stockholders, period.
The people who've entrusted their money to you. That's the entire basis of capitalism. Capitalism isn't named after the corporate managers, it's named after the providers of capital.
But have corporations always directed profits to shareholders? Well, it turns out the earliest companies didn't make profits. They did other things. Duke University historian Philip Stern.
In the medieval and early modern periods, churches were corporations, towns were corporations. So corporations originally served public purposes, not necessarily private ones.
Back then, corporations needed approval by governments to serve broader public interests. So what did public mean?
The colony of Virginia was governed by a company, not by the crown. The British and Dutch ventures in the East Indies were governed by a company. So these were institutions that coined money, that made laws, that had courts.
The East India Company was created to trade spices till it encountered mission creep, conquering India, shipping slaves and opium, struggling in the American tea market. By the 19th century, corporations no longer needed state okay. You could simply file a few papers and voila, incorporation, says political scientist David Seepley at the University of Denver.
At this point, the sense of there being some specific public benefit provided was lost, and private interests were considered adequate reason to incorporate a corporation.
But the U.S. pendulum shifted too in the 20th century. After the Great Depression, firms like GE and IBM sent revenues first to their customers, their suppliers, and their workers, and shareholders last. But since the 80s, shareholders leapfrogged back to the top. So the point of all this whipsawing is there's continuous debate, says Philip Stern.
The debates keep coming back to this one central question: for whom does the company or the corporation work?
What comes next? Check back in with us in, a century. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.